the rabbi said. And they continue to fight and bicker, and the week finally ends, and he runs to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, help." And the rabbi says, "How are things going?" He said, "Well, worse. No place at home. We're fighting. It stinks. It's terrible. My child, do you have a cow in your backyard?" "Yes, Rabbi, we have a cow." "Well, bring her into the house in addition to the chickens for the week." "Rabbi, just do it." So he brings in the cow, and again, it's awful, and it stinks to the nth degree, and there is no, and they don't even sleep for the whole week, and it's terrible. And by the end of the week, you know, he's looking terrible, disheveled, he stinks. He goes to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, help, situation is terrible." "Yes, it's so much worse." "Do you have a horse in your backyard?" "Yes, Rabbi, we do." By now understanding the pattern here, "Take the horse and bring it into your house." So he takes the horse, brings it into the house, and it's awful. The horse is kicking and yelling and jumping and breaks stuff, and there is mess and chaos and bickering and so much worse. And finally the week ends. He runs to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, "How are you doing?" "Rabbi, it's terrible. It's awful." "Okay, for the next week, why don't you take out all the animals and come and see me then?"